From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Poachers are removing thousands of succulents off public land in Northern California. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports on the troubling trend.
Thieves are stealing plants from cliffs near the ocean, boxing them up, and sending them to countries like Korea, China, and Japan. They're sold in Asia for around $50 as decorations. Earlier this month, three people from China were arrested for stealing more than 2,300 Dudleya succulents in Humboldt County. They're green, with pinkish tips, and sort of look like artichokes. Captain Patrick Foy is with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Folks are going in and ripping every single plant out of the ground, which creates a lot of bank destabilization. So later on, when it rains, all that just gets washed over the edge of the cliff.
Foy also says this is a big deal because some subspecies of Dudleya in California are at risk of extinction. A man who stole 50 succulents in January was sentenced with 3 years of probation, a $5,000 fine, and 240 hours of community service. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Well, California has the worst air in the nation. According to an annual study by the American Lung Association, 8 of the top 10 most polluted metropolitan areas in the U.S. are in the state, with the Los Angeles-Long Beach area topping the list. While pollution in California has improved over the past 2 decades, both the American Lung Association and the California Air Resources Board say climate change is making it harder to maintain air quality standards. Stanley Young is the spokesperson for CARB. He says in order to get a handle on the problem, the state needs to move toward clean fuels.
This report from the American Lung Association is Exhibit A as to why California needs to retain its authority to set tough vehicle emission standards.
San Joaquin Valley cities dominate the top 10, with Bakersfield, Visalia, Fresno, and Sacramento rounding out the top 5. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.